you are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
Let's do this!
I mean, if that's what he said, let's do it.
Parker, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it!
Yeah, let's do it. I'm pumped.
I mean, come on, I just don't see a problem here. Let's just do it.
We are back like the McRib, baby. How you doing over there, Trey?
I'm doing good, man. Ready for some mock drafts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Super flex, baby. It's that time. You know what time it is. The guys in the chat are getting antsy, as always. So I think we just need to run it. What do you say there, buddy?
Yes, sir. Random it up and run it.
Random and run. Here we go. Randomized.
Oh.
Woo, I say.
Got the first pick, baby.
Oh, my goodness. That never happens, bro. I'm actually not a fan of the first pick, but.
Well, it's good. We can see what it looks like.
Oof, what does it look like? All right. Super flex. I'll go Josh Allen.
Heard that.
Hey, there's my boy over Patriot Sports Radio. What up, guys?
What up?
That's my dude over there. You guys need to check out him over there. Chris over at Patriot Sports Radio. Hey, they're killing it over there, man. They got one of the best hosts in the business, Eric. I love that guy, man. He gets it going.
Got me some Herbert, baby.
Ooh. And he says, I hate the first pick as well. I know, man. I just can't ever seem to figure it out at the first pick.
It's too much responsibility.
Why. Yeah, yeah. And you know what they say, with great power, you know, all that.
Yeah. Uncle Ben.
Yeah. Uncle Ben knew his shit. So Josh Allen goes number one. Patrick Mahomes, number two. Jonathan Taylor, then Trey takes Justin Herbert, then goes Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, quarterback heavy. And I believe yes, that sir. This is how it's going to be when the people start really mocking, you know, yeah. Everybody, you know, you need to mock it like you talk it and, you know, do it like you're going to do it, you know, not just play it, you know, the way you think you're going to play it. But I think it's going to go quarterback heavy immediately, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. And since it's a super flex, you know, you got to get your high scoring boys up there on the board. And, you know, like Jonathan Taylor had fell to me at four, I would have took him there over a quarterback just because of the value. But I love me some Herbert this year, man, and I can't wait to get him on all my teams.
So your original goal was to go with Jonathan Taylor, but he got swiped up, huh? Is that what you're saying?
That's right.
So Dad Nick says, I was in the draft, but I got kicked out. Man, I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
That sucks. I hate to see that. Man, hey, send me a friend request on Sleeper, and I'll make sure you get in the next one, buddy.
No doubt.
Anyway, so after Kyler, Christian McCaffrey goes at the 1-8, Cooper Kupp at the 1-9, Jalen Hurts, 110, Austin Eckler. Trey, so what is your strategy, super flex style, usually?
You know, normally I like to take a strong running back in the first round. I don't like to go for my quarterback until the second round, maybe even the third, depending on who's on the board. In this situation, Justin Herbert was there. I knew I wouldn't make it back to me, and I want to see what my team looks like with Herbert on it. So that's the route I went. But it's so scary because there's so many quarterbacks that can put up hella points all over the place. But then, you know, so say I'm at the four spot and I took Herbert. Now, if everyone after me doesn't take a quarterback, I don't have no hardcore workhorse running backs or, you know, wide receivers to the level that they have, which, you know, maybe my quarterback's better, but I feel like there's a tier break somewhere in there where it's more important to have running backs and wide receivers like that.
I mean, I agree. I mean, it goes against everything I believe in to take a quarterback so early, just because of how we played in previous years. But But yeah, Derrick Henry in the second round, that's something, you know, you don't see all the time. Jalen Hurts has been lighting it up, dude. He tore it up in that preseason game, and his value has shot way up.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited about Jalen Hurts this year. And I'm not excited about the Eagles, but I'm excited about Jalen Hurts' fantasy value.
It's funny how things change, you know?
Yeah.
Trey got Jalen Hurts in our Superflex / IDP 32, man, Marvel Universe League that we're in.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And it's crazy over there. And I think ever since then, he started looking at Jalen Hurts in a whole new light.
Yeah, I've been looking at somebody else too. And we might get back to him, but
hey, Matt Castleberry says no injury. Henry is a beast. I am with you, Matt. People are sleeping on Henry, which is something I thought I would never say, but mixing it up
a little bit.
Oh, mixing at the 2-9. So I like that. You grab your quarterback, right? So you got at least one good solid quarterback, and then boom, you hit it with the running back. I love it. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Almost went Diggs there. But I just think the running backs, you know, you got to get you a solid workhorse in there. I think Mixon's going to be the man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now I am on the clock.
Back to back.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the heads up, Trey.
No doubt.
So, okay. This hurts a little bit, but what do you think about Josh Allen, Tom Brady as your quarterbacks?
Ooh, I love it. I love it. What was Tom Brady, sixth or seventh last year? Josh Allen, number one. I mean, two top 10 quarterbacks on a Superflex team. Ain't nothing wrong with that, bro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go ahead and get me a little chubby. To round it off,
you just had to get Brady first. You could have grabbed Chubb, and made but you had to get Brady first.
You know, I had to give it to my dude over there, man. I'm just worried this Tom Brady ain't going to come back, bro.
And the guy I didn't speak about before because I was waiting for him to fall to me, that's Saquon Barkley in the third, league winner, calling it now. This Saquon. Dude's a monster.
Trey with the Saquon pick. I like that. Yeah, Saquon is due for a breakout year. I mean, his ADP has rose and rose and rose. And, I mean, it's strange to me to see him going so early with, you know, the way people have been were talking about him in the offseason, you know?
Yeah, man, but I'm excited. Dude, I have a weird feeling that Saquon Barkley is going to be a top five running back at the end of the year. I think he has the potential to be the number one.
I hope you're right. I love me some Saquon, man, and I love a good comeback. You know, I'm on record as saying that Christian McCaffrey will be the comeback player of the year, but I think Saquon could be in that conversation at least.
Yeah, no doubt.
Christian McCaffrey, what do you think about Christian McCaffrey? You think he's going to make it through a full season?
You know, man, it's like – he's already done it twice, and so for him to repeat a third time, the odds are in the favor that he won't. But you never know, man. It's like, and from what I've heard, you know, the injuries that he got weren't really injury-prone injuries. They were all kind of fluke injuries, so it's like it's kind of hard to tell, but it's risky when it's like that, man. It's hard to take him with the freaking, you know, in a regular league second pick, but in this league, would he go the seventh or eighth pick? It's hard to take him right there, man. It's just – I personally am probably not drafting a lot of CMC this year. Maybe in a cheaper league that I'm in or something, or a free league that I hop into or something. But if I'm putting a lot of money down, I'm not putting my money on CMC.
I don't know, man. If he falls to me, I might grab him up and take a chance on him. I like CMC.
If he falls in you know, the sixth spot, I would probably take him there. But I'm just not risking a second pick on him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Pity City goes, and then AJ Brown at the end there at the 12th spot went Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, wide receiver heavy, and then grabs Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins. How are you feeling about the way that's starting to turn out?
One second, my sleeper's acting up for a second. Hold on.
Back gotta love now. It. Yep, gotta love it.
Back in now. You're talking about the 12th spot. Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins. So they're doing the no running back strategy. But they've got a great start to it.
Exactly.
I'm not mad at all with that stack, the Cousins-Jefferson stack. Yeah, man, getting Jefferson and Jamar, that's scary, bro. That's scary. I'm not going to lie.
Old teammate, LSU.
Right. Bro, actually, speaking of that, did you see that the 2019 Alabama versus LSU game, how many players were in that game that are starters in the league now?
It's a lot, right?
Oh, dude, it's insane.
You're on the clock, buddy.
All right, let me grab this pickup real quick.
Yeah, I was actually just watching a kind of documentary on Microphone over on YouTube, man. Joe Burrow documentary. I think it came out like right before the Rams Super Bowl, man, and it was pretty good. I was just seeing that there was a lot of them guys in the NFL. Mike, whoa, you must have run out of time, buddy.
What?
You got Ezekiel Elliott, is that right? Is that who you wanted?
Yeah, that's who I grabbed.
Okay, but you're on auto draft right now, so you might want to check that out.
Okay.
It threw you on auto draft. It said Mike Evans at first, but you're good.
I clicked it right as it said time.
At a buzzer beater. Zeke at the buzzer.
Yes, sir.
All right, and I'm on the clock now. What is going on? Let's see. I really want to get a running back right here. But
I'm snatching him up, dog.
All right. I'm liking David Montgomery this year. I'm on the clock again. But I really like I like David Montgomery. I think he's going to have a good year. What do you think?
I think so, too. I think that David Montgomery is the from where he's going in drafts, I think that he is great value. But this is the one thing, you know, because we're talking about the pro way to draft in Superflex. And this is one thing that I like to do, not just normally, but this year, is to take as many running, hardcore running, awesome running backs early. And then those, you know, the fifth through ninth round right in there is where I grab my wide receivers because there's so much value in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, also Go ahead. I was just going to say, also, there's not a lot of choices at running back. So you have to get them running backs when you can.
Well, I just got me another one, baby.
Breece Hall. I don't know, man. Breece Hall is supposed to be great. He's supposed to have a breakout year, but I just don't know exactly with Breece Hall. And in that unknown is what scares me the most about him, I think.
Hey, he's my RB4, dog. It ain't no problem.
No, I mean, I'm not mad at the pick. I love the balls to do it. It's just, I don't know if I could. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm liking him as my RB3 predominantly this year. I think that he's good for that spot because I think he has the chance to go crazy. Mm-hmm. And you want a little volatility on your roster. You don't want a bunch of safe people because that's how you get to the playoffs, but it's not how you win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if he breaks out, I mean, it's a great pick. If you wouldn't have took him, I'm sure three or four other guys after you would have. I thought about it, but that Jets offense, which is supposed to be vastly improved this year, still just it makes me a little worried, you know?
Yeah, and I'm hoping personally, depending on Zach Wilson's injury, I'm hoping Mike White, my boy, comes in. My check down key comes in.
The GOAT of backups, Mike White.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. They're saying Flacco is carving him up, bro, in practice and all that.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, too. But Flacco's so played out, bro.
Everybody can carve it up in practice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, dude, Flacco in his prime was pretty good. I mean,
I agree with that. I mean,
he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah. But
had that great freaking defense, though, right, pushing him along.
That's like if Jimmy G won a Super Bowl, I wouldn't give the credit to Jimmy G.
Well, it's like Stafford won the Super Bowl, and he really didn't get a ton of credit for it.
No, yeah. But I feel like he I would give him more credit, you know, than I would somebody like Flacco or Jimmy G, though.
Jimmy G, one of the most winningest quarterbacks, gets so much shit, bro. It's unreal.
Because it's just nothing he does is just spectacular. He just plays the game, which is really a good thing to do, you know. But he's not a superstar. you know.
Yeah, well, he's definitely won best looking. Isn't that what you said?
That's right.
Yeah. Best looking quarterback in the league. And Allen Robinson goes at the 6'3". Damn it, man. Ever since Allen Robinson has been on the rise, I have not been able to get him. I keep seeing him there, and it's like, he's a reach here. I can't reach for him here. I'll get him on the way back, and he never makes it back to me anymore.
Right.
I mean, when we first started doing these, you saw it, dude. I was grabbing me some Allen Robinson, some Gabe all the time, man, and now I can't get either one of those guys. Guys, if you are watching on YouTube, do us a favor. Please hit that like button for us. Help get us out there a little more. We would really appreciate it. And, I mean, while you're here, you might as well subscribe to the channel, too. We're doing big things. We're doing live mock drafts once a week, at least, up until the start of the season. So if you want to do good, you want to win your league, go ahead and hit that like. Go ahead and hit that subscribe. Ring that bell, and we'll hopefully ring your bell.
Taking Schultz over Kittle.
Ooh, dang.
Personally, I feel like he's going to outperform him, man. It's just, that's my opinion.
Wowzers. Taking your tight end at the 6 is unlike you as well.
There's just the way I seen it. I looked on there. I don't need any more running backs for a while, and the wide receivers at the top are not guys that I want on my team, so I'd rather get a better value off of them.
Sure, absolutely. I'm going to reach, I think, and get my boy Gabriel Davis.
Nice.
I had to reach for him because he definitely wouldn't have made it back to me. And, oof. Kittle over Goddard. Which one, bro? Which one?
It's tough, baby. Kittle's falling, man. He's falling.
I know, but it's Goddard, and Goddard is going off, bro. All right. People wow. probably slap the shit out of me if I'm they impressed. Heard me say that. You're impressed. I wanted to, but Kittle just felt like the move there. If he can stay healthy, though, that's the problem with Kittle, man. He cannot stay healthy. Guys, sound off in the comments. Who would you have took, Kittle or Goddard? Any Goddard truthers out there that would have gone Goddard and made me feel a little better? That'd be great.
Yes, sir. Give me some juju. In the 7th round, baby.
In Superflex.
Starting
flex.
Wide receiver for Mahomes, dog. Come on.
I mean, is he going to be the one? Like, I think we've had this conversation before, but is Juju the one?
The more I hear, you know, because for the longest time I thought Kelsey was the only person going to be on that offense. But somebody else has got to catch the ball. And Juju is the man, okay? You know, we've seen his deep pass catching when he was at the Steelers, and now he's on an offense where that's made for that. You know what I mean? This is his role. So if he doesn't take off and become amazing, then we'll know who he is as a player. But he has every opportunity to be amazing this year, and I'm rolling with him.
I mean, yeah, same goes for – I mean, that's how I feel about Allen Robinson. You know, he's got a good quarterback throwing to him now. If he's not going to do it now, then when, you know?
So where are you thinking Allen Robinson's going to finish if you had to decide?
I'm thinking Allen Robinson goes top 15.
And I asked you that question to say, where do you think Cooper Kupp's going to finish if Allen Robinson's on the same team?
I really don't think it's going to affect as much, but I think Kupp will still finish in the top 10.
Yeah.
I'm going a little later, a little bit. Like between 5 and 10, I think Kupp finishes. Okay. I mean, okay. I don't think he's going to be, you know, Mr. One over there. You know.
I'm going 4. I think he'll finish 4, Cooper Kupp. And I think Allen Robinson will be like more like a 18-19, which is big for me to say.
That is big for you to say. I was going to say, bro. Dude hates him some Allen Robinson, man. So saying that took a lot out from him. And I'm proud of you, Trey.
Hey, and, you know, I got to speak what the truth is, not what I feel.
Absolutely. And Amon-Ra St. Brown goes at the 7-11. Trey, can you hit it for me one time?
Amon-Ra.
The annual Amon-Ra chant. One of these days, we're going to summon a mummy with it.
No doubt.
Godwin at the 7-12. Godwin, I love Godwin, but is he going to play week one? What are you saying?
Man, I don't think so. I think he's going to come back in the first couple weeks. I don't think it's going to be too long into the season. So I think he's getting good value in drafts because of that right now. But is he going to come back ready and perfect and ready to go, or is he going to come back still hurt and trying to make it work?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the real question.
And you know what? Another thing, it's crazy to see how deep Kareem Hunt gets drafted, considering I don't think he's finished in less than top 15 in a few years now. So he always falls. He always gets slept on. And I mean, I think it's because, you know, Chubb, right?
No doubt.
I mean, Michael Thomas, 8-4. I mean, they're saying big things about Michael Thomas. Do you think Michael Thomas is going to be the Michael Thomas of old?
I actually almost took Michael Thomas over Juju. But I was like, it was a little too early for me because of the injury. But I personally think that Michael Thomas is a potential league winner. I mean, that's the thing. It's so risky. But if you take him and he does what he's done before, you win your league from that value, bro. Like, that is incredible. If he becomes a wide receiver, the number one guy, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, you're blowing out of the water. Like, say you draft Cooper Kupp first, right? And then you get Michael Thomas in the eighth round, bro. You're winning every week if they're putting up those kind of same numbers together.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. It's just, you know, he hasn't played for 2 years. That worries me, man. Like, I'm just worried, you know, they're saying he's still looking like himself, but I just don't know. And Rashad Penny at the 8-7.
And I'm going to reach a little bit here for my favorite player this year.
Trey over there, Thielen himself.
I love Adam Thielen, bro. And I'm so excited. I personally think that Adam Thielen is a top 10 wide receiver this year, bro. Like, I'm so excited. And I just think the touchdowns, like, you know, the first seven games last year, I think he caught a touchdown in every game of the first seven. And dude is a monster, bro. They're saying he looks like the 2018 Adam Thielen, like he's a whole new person again, and he's killing it in practice. And I'm big excited about Adam Thielen, and I'm big excited about the entire Minnesota Vikings. And I don't even know why, bro, because I could care less about the Vikings. But for fantasy, every player I want on my team, it's so hard not to draft an entire team of Vikings.
Oh, man, I freaking auto-draft, bro.
Hey, you got Burks, baby.
Oh, man. I am not liking Burks this year, man. I really started off really high on Burks, but I mean, all the reports that are coming out scares the shit out of me, man. Like, Then how much crap are they saying about Jamar Chase? And he came out and showed him what was up. And then I take Melvin Gordon at the 9-1. I think Melvin Gordon is going to have a good year this year. I mean, he's number one on the depth chart. I mean, he over Javonte. I mean, but I have read that the team wants Javonte to get the work, but Melvin Gordon is just the veteran who's going to come in and clean it up. What do you think?
I agree. Melvin Gordon is the man. And, you know, there was a video or a picture of him at practice because he's come back to practice after his foot, resting his foot. Mm-hmm. And the reporter sends a picture and they're like, Melvin Gordon having to wear a foot brace at practice, and it was his freaking, he tweets back, bro, and he's like, that's my cell phone in my sock. Like, he had like a pad on his foot, but they were like trying to say it was a brace or something. He said, it's just my cell phone in my sock. Y'all tripping.
Oh, that's freaking awesome, bro. Like, I mean, that just goes to show you though, man. I mean, look, if he wouldn't have saw that and retweeted back, like, everybody's thinking he's got a brace on. Like, what other things happen like that we don't even know about?
That's why you got to really trust your players and not read into everything that you see online.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well put. And Zach Ertz at the 9-5. I like Zach Ertz this year. I mean, of course, I'm worried when Hopkins come back, his targets are going to go down. But I think Ertz is going to eat.
Yeah, I like Ertz this year. I think that Ertz is like everybody's just – it's a name that's been around forever, and everybody wants something new and shiny. You know what I mean? And Ertz is the guy that's just been sitting on your shelf. It's the clock that's been hanging up at your grandma's house forever, but the sucker still tells you what time it is. You know what I'm saying?
Damn straight.
and probably is more accurate than your digital. You know what I'm saying? Here, Damian Pierce goes at the 10-2, baby.
I knew he wouldn't come back to me. I freaking knew it. And he was down there a little bit. It's probably for the best. All right, now we're drafting for depth. My team is all full. All depth right now. We're in the 10th round. Let's see. Chris Olave Garden at the 10-3. Dude, I have been hearing great things about Chris Olave, man.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about that. But what I'm more excited about is Robert Woods going at the 10-5. Okay? Yeah. That just screams value to me, especially with everybody talking about Burks and everything like that. If Woods is the number one on the team and he's going in the 10th round, bro, I mean, that's just, you need Woods in your life.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to get me some of that wood. Yeah. Robert Woods. Yeah. Bobby Trees. Bounce back year, don't you think?
I think so, man. You know, when the first couple weeks that he was playing with Cup, they were both top 10 wide receiver numbers putting up. So it's like, just because, you know, I don't know why people are sleeping on it. I think it's because Cup just outshined after he got hurt, and that's why people are not really paying attention to Woods. But I think Woods is an amazing value right now.
Well, the thing is last year everybody said Woods over Cup, Woods over Cup. That was it. That's what everybody kept saying. And so now everybody's scared of messing with some Bobby Trees because of it.
In the 10th round, at the 9th pick, give me the stack. The Jones-Barkley stack, baby.
I like it. I'm on the clock. Better get on it.
I think Daniel Jones, I was down on him for a while. I've been moving up on him slowly because he does have running game. He does have footwork. And I think that his offense has drastically improved. They want him to be the guy. He needs to be the guy. He's going to have to step up if he wants to still be on the team. And you can get him like literally in the 10th round. We're drafting for depth now, and I just grabbed my – and this is super flex. You know, I wouldn't want him as a starter in my regular league. But as a super flex, I love him as a second quarterback.
Yeah. DJ, taking DJ. Man, I've noticed you got a lot of guys that, you know, that people are sleeping on. You seem to have a lot of sleepers, I've noticed. That seems to be your thing.
I'm big on value.
Absolutely. I took Garrett Wilson and Russell Gage with my 10th and 11th round picks. Still loving Gage. I'm a little worried. We need to talk about this Tom Brady stuff that's going on, man. Have you seen that Tom Brady has been gone and all that?
And everybody's like wondering what's going on and
tripping. Well, Todd Bowles just come out today and said, I know exactly when Brady's coming back. So, I think that they know exactly what's going on. And if Bowles ain't tripping, then I ain't tripping, you know?
Exactly. And it's Brady, bro.
It's Brady, right. I mean, it's just he's been out for like a week. I mean, he's missing a lot of time. He could be building chemistry with some of these guys. That's
the maybe part he's that maybe me. He's on an ayahuasca journey. You know what I'm saying? But he's taking a book out of Aaron Rodgers' book.
Yeah, maybe he's finding himself right now.
Comes back, plays for 10 more years, wins 10 Super Bowls.
He's in here. Dude, I mean, as long as he's a Buccaneer, I'm good with all that.
The General taking his second quarterback in the 11th round with Davis Mills. Look, man, that's the kind of stuff I like in Superflex. I want to grab my first quarterback, someone that I know is consistent and raring and ready to go, like a Herbert or an Allen. And my second quarterback, I want it to be somebody that could be bad, but could be amazing. You know what I'm saying? I want value out of that second pick, and I love that Davis Mills pick in the 11th round.
Yeah, I like that too. Davis Mills due to have a breakout season. I mean, he finished what, top 5 in like week 18, I believe, last year. I mean, in fantasy points scored. So we know he's got it in him. It just, you know, now he's got a weapon. Hopefully Damian Pierce gets in there and is the guy. But, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. I mean, between Marlon Mack and Burkhead, I think Pierce is the answer. But, you know, will they figure it out?
Let me ask you this. Would you rather have Dak Prescott and Davis Mills as your quarterbacks or Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins?
I'd rather go Derek Carr and Kirk Cousins.
See, to me, I would rather have the the ceiling of having a Dak Prescott and a Davis Mills because I know where you're taking those players and who you're getting by not grabbing those players there. And here's the thing. Last year, Derek Carr didn't have a finish higher than 7. Okay, but guess who did have a good finish? Davis Mills. I believe he had a top 5 finish in 1 week. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's the versatility, the volatility. You know, if you want to win your leagues, baby, you got to take risks.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. It's just, you see the name Derek Carr, you see Kirk Cousins. I mean, you're high on the Vikings. I'm high on Derek Carr. He's got Devontae now. I just feel like I'd rather have two above average quarterbacks than one great most of the time and might be good later quarterbacks. I mean, that's just how I'm thinking about it, where my mind goes.
Taking a little risk here, I grab me some Mariota. So that way, if Jones isn't the man and not doing his thing, we're going to put some Mariota on there. Because you know what? I watched the preseason game and I like what he was doing. And I know you wanted him, but that's fine.
Taking my Mariota, man. How dare you, bro? That hurts. So now I got nobody left. I need a third guy over here. And oof. I guess I'm... it's rough. I'll go Trubisky, I guess. Hopefully he's a starter. That's just my third, maybe, you know, I'll need him on a bye week guy. So, you know, and who knows? Who knows with Trubisky, right?
And who else to take with your last pick than Tyler Algier, baby?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think a major sleeper. I mean, Derrick Henry comparisons have been done about this guy. He could be the guy.
Who's he fighting for the position? Cordarrelle Patterson? I mean, everybody's talking like Cordarrelle Patterson can't repeat what he did last year. So why aren't we high on Tyler Algier? You know what I'm
saying? It's one thing to talk about how he's not going to be better, but who was talking about him being good last year?
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he's old. Yeah, you know, he's a wide receiver / running back. I'm hearing that they want to use him more as a wide receiver this year. That could be good news for Tyler Algier. So, yeah, I mean, I get what you mean, but I do like Tyler Algier a lot. I mean, he didn't do anything too amazing in the preseason, but, you know, I think he is going to get it together. And like I said, Derrick Henry comparisons to this guy. I love it. And as we know, Arthur Smith is coaching him now, coaching the Falcons, and he coached Derrick Henry for years, so he knows how to coach a pure runner, and I love it. I love it. Rondale Moore at the 13-9.
Loving him with a final pick.
I am liking him as well. Yeah, absolutely. And then the general, man, he's got a lot of good ones here. Damian Pierce, George Pickens. I mean,
and you know, here's something that you want to do with some of this depth. You know, you want players on your bench that you can drop in the first week if they're not it. You know what I'm saying? You want a couple players because, you know, after week one, you should be hitting those waiver wires. You should be all over it, getting ready. So you want players that you want to see spotlight in week one or move on. And there's a couple guys that I'm not drafting because I'm thinking they're not going to shine in week one. And I'm waiting for somebody to drop them in week one and two. And I'm grabbing them off the waiver wire.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is our mock draft in the books. We are going to get to those grades in just a second. But before we do, guys, we need to talk about our sponsor, Manscaped. Manscaped is the leading male below-the-waist grooming. Guys, you got to get you one of these performance packages with the Lawnmower 4.0. I mean, it's great. You mix it with the ball toner, man. It's like lotion for your giblies, man. I love it. And it's got the LED light on there for them dark showers. I know mine is dark, and it helps tremendously, man.
Yes, sir. Cover every inch, baby. We love the Lawnmower 4.0 and the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. That thing is awesome, too. And, dude, the freaking anti-cutting technology that they have, bro, like, that thing is just so smooth. And I mean, the ball toner, bro, like, what more can you not love from Manscaped, bro? Your balls will thank you, guys.
Absolutely, guys. Right now, you can get 20% off and free shipping worldwide if you use the promo code SUPERFLEX20. Get you 20% off. Do all those good things. Like Trey said, your balls will thank you. Support for Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls. And we are back. Thank you again for Manscaped for helping us out. But with that being said, it is time to grade those drafts. Trey, let's start it off at the 12 and go down. I will go last because I'm a nice guy like that. Go ahead and read them off, buddy.
All right, Seawood, let's read your team. You got Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, J.K. Dobbins, Josh Jacobs, Chris Godwin, T.J. Hawkinson, Drake London, Devin Singletary, Mike Gesicki, Naeem Hines, and Brian Robinson.
The running back room is a little scary, but that's what you get when you go wide receiver heavy. You know, that's, I mean, that he had obviously a plan here and he followed it. I mean, and those are the kind of running backs that you're going to get in those rounds. I like Josh Jacobs though. Josh Jacobs has a lot of potential. The wide receiver core is off the chain, bro.
No doubt.
I mean, Jefferson and Jamar, both LSU Tigers. I mean, they're going to be great this year, definitely. And Jefferson has been going number one in almost every draft that I've been in.
Yes, sir. And he's got Devin Singletary, Naeem Hines, and Brian Robinson. I love Brian Robinson with the last pick. I think that with Antonio Gibson on the decline, he is on the incline and could potentially be a starting running back that's actually really putting up points for your league. And with getting him with your last pick, it's hella value. I love TJ Hawkinson this year, especially getting him in the eighth round. I think he's a monster, and I think if he can stay healthy, he can perform for any team that wants him. This is a two wide receiver league, but Chris Godwin and Drake London are both injured right now. Now, I know Drake London is supposed to be back for the season, no problem. Godwin could be a couple weeks, but you can start some running backs in your flex spot until then. Josh Jacobs, you know, I don't think he checked down or he has a lot of catches, but you do have a little stack going on there with Carr, which I like that a little bit. And the Jefferson and Cousins stack, I love that stack all year long. If I really did it the way I wanted to in a super flex league, Cousins would be my second QB with the JJ stack, but it's really hard to pull that off with still a great team.
Yeah, because if Jefferson is getting points, Kirk Cousins throwing him the ball, dude. I mean, exactly. That great stacks all around here. This guy, he had a plan, and I think he, you know, did it. What do you say grade wise for this team?
You know, I would give this team a B, but I'm really big on running backs being the powerhouse of my teams. I think that really gives more value in fantasy, and I struggle with this low running back team style strategy, but I'm going to go C+ with that being said.
Yeah, I like the C+, maybe even a B-. I know what you said is true. I'm the same way with the running backs, but I mean, if you're going to do it that way, I mean, this is the way to do it.
Yeah,
great, definitely. Great job, man. B-, C+, in that range for sure. Let's move on to the general. Brought to you by the general, Shaq. No, I'm just kidding. Let's go. Austin Eckler, Dak Prescott, Javonte Williams, Pity City, AJ Dillon, DJ Moore, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Dallas Goedert, Michael Carter, Damian Pierce, Davis Spills, George Pickens, and Jalen Tolbert.
Yeah, I love this team, dog.
Mm-hmm.
This team is hype.
Yeah. It's got value all in it. I love the last four picks. Actually, you know, it's really hard sometimes to draft at the end. And I mean, I think he did a good job with that. You know, freaking, he grabbed some, like you said, Pickens, Tolbert, Damian Pierce. He's got all guys that could be great. Given the chance.
League winners.
Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah, absolutely. And go ahead.
Michael Pittman, bro. They're talking about him having the best breakout, I mean, that we've ever seen. I think he's great for wide receiver one. I think it's great value. I think that he's going to be a top 10 wide receiver. I think he has every opportunity to do that. And I think it's great value in the fourth round. I'm not big on Javonte, but having him as my RB2, I am big on that. I just don't want him as my RB1. Having Austin Eckler there to pick up the slack a little bit if it doesn't work out. And then A.J. Dillon is a great pickup this year because if Aaron Jones gets hurt, A.J. Dillon finishes as the RB1, and that's my opinion.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And D.J. Moore, I mean, it's all been uphill about D.J. Moore. I mean, I've heard nothing but good things about him. Like, all of a sudden, it came out of nowhere where people are like, What about DJ Moore? I mean, you know, and now he's got Baker throwing to him. I think DJ Moore is going to be a lot better than people are giving him credit for. And the only thing about Pittman, like, I love Pittman, don't get me wrong, but in that preseason game the other day, Matt Ryan, he looked very slow. And I have been a Matt Ryan truther. I've been saying all good things about Matt Ryan, but he looked slow, like that I'm getting old kind of slow, like Ben Roethlisberger last year slow, and that scares me, bro.
Right Maybe he was just, you know, trying to get a feel for the offense. I mean, he's first time he took snaps with this team, you know, he's trying to really read the field and not really worry about being quick because it's preseason. So
I mean, I hope you're right, bro. I mean, I like Matt Ryan. I hope he, you know, gets him a Super Bowl before he leaves. I mean, it's unlikely, but he's got a great team around him. He's got the best offensive line around him that he's had, I mean, freaking almost ever. So,
no doubt.
I mean, I like Pittman, though. I do like him. So, if I'm going to grade this team, I'm thinking a B, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm going with, a B.
A B? I mean, on the cusp of B+.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. It just did a great job. Like, you know, I like it. I like it. He still got his workhorse running back at the top and then still managed to grab him, you know, Dak Prescott, a really good quarterback too. So, yeah, good job, man. Well done.
All right. Next team, we have Dr. Octa. Jalen Hurts, Derrick Henry, Devontae Adams, A.J. Brown, Matt Ryan, Allen Robinson, Tony Pollard, Kareem Hunt, DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Olavgarden, Albert O, Jamal Williams, and Isaiah Pacheco.
Pacheco, oh. Okay, so I was watching I was drafting last night with the Sports Gambling Podcast, and they said that they want to start a new thing, and I'm going to keep it going. Albert O, instead of calling him Albert O, they want to start calling him Ayo.
Got it.
Ayo. Let's keep that rolling. Let's keep that going for
Ayo.
Him. Watch, they'll start doing that in the stadium. Ayo. But you know me. I like Derrick Henry. I like the running backs in this team. I like Derrick Henry. He waited. He still managed to pull Kareem Hunt, who, like I said earlier, has, I don't think, finished in under top 15 in a couple of years. Allen Robinson at the 6'3". What do you think?
I mean, I think this team is more of a your style team. It's not really a team that I would go with, but I'm not going to say it's a bad team. I think it's a really good team. It's just not a team that I'm really looking for. I am not an A.J. Brown fan or an Allen Robinson fan, although I still see that there's opportunity for them to murder and go crazy. I can't doubt that. But I do like Derrick Henry. Now, having Tony Pollard or Kareem Hunt as my backup, Kareem Hunt, I would probably start over Tony Pollard, you know, mm-hmm. until maybe he does more there. But, yeah, I mean, it's not a horrible team at all. Great value in an 11th round tight end and AO. And Jamal Williams, I love that pick at the 12-3 because mm-hmm. if Swift goes down, and even without Swift going down, he's going to get lots of work. And then if Swift goes down, I think he's a great running back. And Isaiah Pacheco, everybody's saying that he's going to take CEH's role. I personally don't believe that. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire is going to have a better year, and people are like sleeping on him because of the years that he's had. But I think that he actually takes a step up this year without Hill there. I think that he's going to have to. So I'm not really big on Pacheco, but with your last pick, it's worth a dart throw. Personally, I would give this team a C+. I want to say C minus, but I'm going to say C+ just because of my own personal endeavors.
C+. I'd like the C+. I do. I mean, he's got a great wide receiver core. DeAndre Hopkins is going to be good when he comes back. I love Chris Olave. AO is going to kill it with Russell Wilson throwing it to him. And like you said, I do like Jamal Williams down at the bottom there. That guy's got heart, and I love to see that. I like it. I like it at C+. I mean, Jalen Hurts, they're talking big on that guy. He's supposedly, you know, the man all of a sudden. And then Matt Ryan, we talked about him already. So, I'll go with the C+. I like that grade. Let's all move on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Let's move on to, what is that? No strings. No strings attached or something like that. All right. Cooper Kupp, Najee Harris, Mark Andrews, Justin Fields, DK Metcalf, Deontay Johnson, Cordell Patterson, Michael Thomas, Jameis Winston, Tyler Lockett, Tyler Boyd, Ronald Jones, and Rondell Moore.
So, I'm not big on streaming both my quarterbacks, but I feel like that's what this guy's going to end up doing. Mm-hmm. I like punting on one. I like getting a great quarterback and completely punting on my second one and streaming that one in a super flex. But having both of my quarterbacks potentially happen to be streamed, it's tough in a super flex league. Go ahead.
I was just saying, what's the logic behind having one solid and streaming the other?
Just the fact that you have a little bit of floor to work with. Mm-hmm. So that way, because the quarterback puts so much points up on your team that, you know, you want at least some floor there. Because if not, you know, both of them could lose you the week just because your quarterbacks didn't put up any points. But I like streaming that second guy a lot of the times because you can get value in other places in your draft by not grabbing a second high up quarterback. And a lot of the times, if you can watch your waiver wire enough, you can find somebody that's streamable that will put up solid points. And, you know, say somebody gets hurt or whatever, and you grab that backup dude, you save that time in draft and grab somebody better than a quarterback. So that way you could get the backup quarterback there. But having both of them streamable, it's really risky doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the quarterback stuff going on here is horrifying to me. I mean, I do like Jameis Winston. I think he could be solid. I'm on record saying that he has potential to, you know, be really great. He's got Michael Thomas there too. So Jameis throwing to Michael Thomas. I mean, I would have probably took Winston over Fields, honestly, but
To say dude took Justin Fields over Tua, which I completely disagree with.
I disagree with that as well. Yeah, I'm a big Tua guy this year, and yeah, I would have to agree with that. Mark Andrews at the 3-9. You agree with that? I mean,
yeah, I think that's about right. Mm-hmm. Especially in a super flex, you know, your Travis Kelce's going to go in the first or second. Yep. I like Mark Andrews in the third or fourth, so I'm not mad at that at all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And yeah. All right. So what do you think?
Man, you know, I was originally thinking a D, but I'm going to go C- just because he has Kupp, Harris, Deontay Johnson, Michael Thomas, Cordarrelle Patterson, Mark Andrews. These are all guys that are going to put up numbers. It's just scary with the quarterbacks.
In a super flex.
In a super flex, yeah. And so for that, I'll go C-.
Yeah, I like the C-. That's exactly where I was with this. But like you said, there's some good, solid performers in there. I like Deontay. The Jameis Michael Thomas stack could be money. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't really know what's going to happen there. So yeah, I like the C-, potential to, you know, get in the waiver wire and make things happen.
If this was a standard draft and you didn't get Justin Fields and you just got Jameis Winston late in the game, then this is almost a B team, if not a B team. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But being that it's a super flex, you have to really pay attention to your quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Move it on, Trey.
All right. Next, we have Mboog. We got some Christian McCaffrey, Russell Wilson, Aaron Jones, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Waddle, Cortland Sutton, Miles Sanders, Ken Walker, Ramondre Stevenson, Bobby Trees, Jared Goff, Jarvis Landry, and Austin Hooper.
I love the Tua Waddle stack and the Russell Sutton stack. Double stacking in this piece. I love that.
That scares me a little bit, but I do like it.
What, bye weeks? Is that what it is?
It does scare me a little bit, but just having too many players on one team is something to pay attention to. Although the stacks that he got are the stacks that I like, so I'm not upset about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. Russell and Tua as your quarterbacks, how you feeling about that?
I'm not mad at that at all. I love those quarterbacks this year, and I think it's great value. I mean, those are some of my favorite quarterbacks in the league. So,
mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say that. Ramondre Stevenson at the 9-8. I love that. I think Stevenson is going to have a breakout year. I mean, we saw what he did last year when he had room to eat. I mean, they're shopping around Damian Harris, aren't they, right now? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean – and that's crazy because, you know, Damian Harris wasn't anything crazy last year, but he did get 15 touchdowns, which was something for sure.
No doubt.
But Kenneth Walker on Seattle, I mean, I don't know what that's going to look like yet. What did you see him in the preseason? He didn't really do a ton, did he?
Not too much, but Pete Carroll did come out and say because you know, they're saying that they're not afraid to make him a three down back, which is, you know, if they do that, then he's going to be like Najee Harris last year, and he's going to have points because they're going to work his ass off. Mm-hmm. So if that happens, you know, then it'll be a good value there. My favorite thing about this team, though, is the wide receiver room. These are the wide receivers I'm talking about, where you can take your running backs early, your quarterbacks early, your tight ends early, and get these late round wide receivers that are going to put up numbers. Jalen Waddle, Cortland Sutton, Robert Woods, Jarvis Landry, all these guys you can get super late in your drafts, and they have the potential to go through the roof.
Yep. Jarvis Landry has always been consistent, getting slept on a lot. A lot of people that are getting slept on here. I don't like Miles Sanders at the 7-8. I don't like that at all. I just am not big Miles Sanders guy. I just don't see it. You know what I mean? But Christian McCaffrey as your one, Aaron Jones as your two. I like that. Aaron Jones hasn't been producing like he has in past years, but he's still been really good.
So here's my question, because you said you don't like Miles Sanders right there. Who would you rather have, Miles Sanders, Cordarrelle Patterson, or Tony Pollard?
I would rather have Cordarrelle Patterson. I'd rather take the risk on Cordarrelle. I mean, he's going to be the guy, right? I mean, that's what they're saying.
I understand that completely. I think in that situation, I personally would take Miles Sanders, and I don't like Miles Sanders, but I just feel like that I'm taking Miles Sanders and I'm grabbing Algier because I'm just a big Algier dude, and I really think that he's going to take over for Cordarrelle this year. But I see both sides of it completely.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So let's break it down. Mboogie, your team, let me see what I think. Your team grade is going to be I'm going to go with a B, C+.
I'm going to go B minus.
Yeah, I was right there. I was right mm-hmm. there on the cusp. So we were in the same. I think you're right, though. B minus feels right. There's too many good, solid players in there. You know, just Miles Sanders is just staring at me right there. And it's.
Yeah.
It's let's go over to Osdizzle. He took Kyler Murray, Dalvin Cook, Deebo Samuel, James Conner, Mike Williams, Trevor Lawrence, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Damian Harris, Devontae Smith, the Lizard King, Alan Lazard, Pat Freiermuth, James Robinson, and the MILF Hunter, Zach Wilson.
I like this team a lot, dog. One thing I will say though, if you're going to punt your tight end, I would just wait till my last pick to take him. You know what I mean? Cause I think these guys like Freiermuth, Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper, Albert O, Mike Gesicki, all these guys that are going in the last three rounds, any of them could go crazy. So, I mean, just grab one of them and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful on that. But I do love this team. I love Dalvin Cook. I love Deebo Samuel. I love James Conner. I love Mike Williams. I love getting Deebo Samuel, who has a solid floor, and then getting Mike Williams, whose ceiling is skyrocket. He's a volatile player, but he has a chance to win you your leagues this year. Guaranteed there's going to be some weeks where just by having Mike Williams on your team, you win that week. And then you'll have some weeks where you're like, I shouldn't have started him. But I think that, you know, you got to get those wins when you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. I've been noticing a lot lately, people going running back, wide receiver, running back, wide receiver. I've been noticing that a lot lately. I mean, it's not running back heavy. It's not wide receiver heavy. It's very balanced. And mm-hmm. I've been seeing good teams come from that. So that might be something to pay attention to.
And actually, I was going to grab Trevor Lawrence in the seventh round. That was my plan after taking Dalton Schultz. Mm-hmm. But since he started tearing up the ground in preseason, I guess he's moving up on the boards because, I mean, he was looking amazing in preseason, bro. When they finally got open receivers for him and a new offense, you know, with a new coach, like, he was really tearing it up, man. He looked good. So I'm excited to see what he does this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love Doug Peterson over there. I mean, he is just a solid coach and, you know, he knows what to say and he knows how to make, you know, these guys respect him. And I mean, that's what Urban Meyer couldn't do last year. Nobody respected that guy. I mean, he's walking around kicking people, kicking the kickers.
You got the Murray Connor stack. I love that because Connor's that goal line guy with those, you know, little 5 yard kickouts and everything like that. So I'm really liking that a lot. Running quarterback in Kyler Murray, and then a deep throwing quarterback in Trevor Lawrence, Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the seventh round, I think is value at this point. I'm not taking him before the sixth, but I think getting him after the seventh and right there in the seventh, I think it's good value. Damian Harris, like I say, they're shopping around, but he's still considered the one on the team. So,
mm-hmm.
And then Devonta mm-hmm. Smith, I like Devonta Smith over AJ Brown, because of where you're drafting him. I'm excited about him this year. The Lizard King, baby, you got to take him in the freaking 10th round. I mean, it's just free real estate right there.
Yep.
I like this team a lot. I think this is a solid B-minus team.
Yeah. I'll go with the B-minus. If Trevor Lawrence can do what he was doing in preseason when the real season starts, I mean, that would be a solid QB combination right there.
Yeah.
Good job. Good job. Let's go on. Trey, you want to go with the next one?
For sure. We have Jay Grody, Lamar Jackson, Trey Lance, Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Travis Etienne, Terry McLaurin, Darnell Mooney, Rashad Penny, Chase Edmonds, Kadarius Toney, Cole Kmet, Carson Wentz, and Hunter Henry.
I like Cole Kmet this year, man. I mean, I haven't been high on him, but last night in that preseason game, dude, I mean, Fields was looking his way a lot, and I liked that. Lamar and Trey Lance as your quarterback combination. I mean, two solid running quarterbacks. I mean, I mean, what we were literally doing a mock draft last week, and somebody gets in the chat and they say, Trey Lance just threw a 76-yard bomb, and I didn't believe him. Had to look it up, man, but he did that, bro. He did that, and I have been going at it with how much I need to see more of Trey Lance. Yeah, it's preseason, but I might be slowly but surely getting pulled a little bit to the Trey Lance side of things, and I don't like it.
More and more we're hearing that Alvin Kamara will not be suspended at all this year. So his value is going to start climbing up. He was great value where you were getting him. Now he's slowly starting to get to that point where it's kind of risky taking him, I think. Mm-hmm. That's high as you're going to take him. But I like him in the three. Tyreek Hill in the four, I think, is super good. ETN, you know, I've heard so much about him. I haven't really got to watch him play. But I'm excited to see what he can do in Jacksonville. And I'm saying, if their offense is going to be pumping with the new setup that they got, you know, it's definitely, he could be going crazy. Scary Terry. I mean, Washington didn't look that great in the preseason, but, you know, it's preseason, so don't hang on to too many things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Penny's hurt. So we'll have to see how that works. And Edmonds, I think, is more and more becoming a sole running back role there. I mean, they are going to split it up, but I think he has become the one by far. And they're going to give him the work. You know, I know that they're, you know, they got Hill and Waddle and everything, so they're not going to run it quite often. But I think Edmonds is the guy that's going to get the points when he gets the chance.
Absolutely.
So I don't hate this team at all.
No. I love the wide receiver room. I like the quarterbacks. The running back room is a little iffy, though. I mean, I know, I heard what you said. I hear everything you said. I'm with you on Travis Etienne. Everybody in the offseason was really high on him, but as time goes on and James Robinson gets healthier and healthier, Etienne's stock has gone down. Alvin Kamara, like you said, no issues there. Hopefully makes it all season. Are you willing to take the risk on Alvin Kamara?
Not me, dog. But I understand 100% why anybody else would. It's just not my not my thing.
Yeah, yeah. I like Darnell Mooney a lot. I think Darnell Mooney is going to eat this year with them little, you know, short throws from Fields, you know. And Kadarius Toney. Kadarius Toney is a sleeper, bro. People are sleeping on Tony. He is a shifty guy. He reminds me of Tyreek. He really does.
He needs to stay healthy, man. That's the thing. It's like, you know, they're treating him like a veteran wide receiver in practice because of how injured he can be. And if, that's the only thing. If he stays healthy, bro, he's going to be amazing. But you got to be worried about that.
Mm-hmm. Rashad Penny. I just don't know about Penny, man. I mean, he had some spurts last year, and he was looking good here and there, but again, he's one that needs to stay healthy as well.
Yep.
So all around grade for this team?
I'm going C+.
Yeah, C+. Just because of the running backs. I do like the tight ends, though, and I like the quarterbacks. I almost am on the cusp of a B- for me. Not bad. Not bad at all. And we got the next team. Rabada. That's his name. Sorry. Let's see what we got. Joey Brrr, Travis Kelce, CeeDee Lamb, Leonard Fournette, Cam Akers, Marquise Hollywood Brown, Elijah Mitchell, Ryan Tannehill, Zach Ertz, James Cook, Isaiah Spiller, Chase Claypool, and Michael Gallup. It's interesting. He took a quarterback in the very beginning, and then he went all skill guys, and he waited to, you know, you don't see it happen a lot, wait until the eighth round to take your second quarterback, and he took Tannehill. I mean, Tannehill's been just kind of sitting out there, like, people haven't really been messing with Tannehill.
Nobody's talking about Tannehill at all.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was that playoff loss when he's just throwing picks. He lost AJ Brown.
Everybody's scared.
Everybody's scared. You're right. I mean, we're in that 32 man league that we're in. Tannehill was still out there, bro, for like a long time. Yeah. And if he would have came back to me, I would have took him over Mariota for sure. But I. Yeah. But yeah. And like Kelce as your second pick, obviously that's great. CD Lamb at the three. I love Leonard Fournette. I want to pick him up in all of my drafts, but it just doesn't, he never falls to me.
Yeah, man. I'm not mad. I like Hollywood Brown there at the 6-8. I was actually going to grab him before I grabbed Dalton Schultz. I was waiting on him to come down and he didn't make it. But the Cam Akers and Elijah Mitchell, I'm falling on Elijah Mitchell. I'm hearing a lot of things, you know, that it's just, you know, not really sure if he's going to be the guy or not, you know. It's tough, but, and also I don't think Cam Akers is the guy, but I'm not upset about this team because you got James Cook who could potentially be the guy, and then Isaiah Spiller who's going to get a little work. Claypool and Gallup I don't really care for on the last two picks. I would have went, you know, like a rookie there or something to get a little bit more hype on them. But yeah, man, I mean, it's not a bad team, but it's not a great team. I'm just going to go simple C.
Simple C. Simple C. Yeah, simple C. I'll go with the simple C. Isaiah Spiller, I mean, they're talking good on him, but it seems to be getting drawn back a little bit. Michael Gallup, I heard, was doing some practicing, wasn't he? He's on his legs, so that's a good sign. Yeah. Yeah, simple C it is. Let's go on to the Trey's team. I will read it off for you, buddy, because I'm a good friend. Justin Herbert, Joe mixing it up, Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Breece Hall, Dalton Schultz, Juju Smith-Schuster, Adam Thielen himself, Hunter Renfrow, Daniel Jones, Sky Moore, Marcus Mariota, and Tyler Algier. You know, this might be crazy to some, but I personally think I would take Marcus Mariota over Daniel Jones.
Hey, I got the option, baby, now.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Let's see. I mean, what was your strategy going into this, Trey?
So initially my strategy was to take two running backs and then look at the wide receivers. I did that. I took two running backs after my, you know, Justin Herbert, and I looked at the wide receivers and I seen Mike Evans, and then I looked over to the running backs and I seen Zeke, and I said Zeke as an RB3 is so much value, I have to take him here. Mm-hmm. Comes back down to the fourth round. I go to look at wide receivers again. I see Jalen Waddle, DK Metcalf, those kind of guys. And then I see Breece Hall. And I think, I need another running back. I take Breece Hall. Comes back to me again. I'm waiting on Hollywood Brown. I'm waiting on him. That's where I'm going there. Hollywood Brown's not there. Brandon Cooks, I don't want as my wide receiver one. I like him more as a wide receiver two. And I take Dalton Schultz. And then I'm like, I got to get some wide receivers on my board. Comes yeah. back to me and I'm like, okay, Juju's there. Juju's the one on the team. We taking Juju. And then I'm like waiting for Thielen. I'm really, this is the hardest thing for me is when to draft Thielen, bro, because I want to reach for him in like the fourth round, dog. I swear to God.
But see, but you don't have to. So, but exactly. Then you're worried if you wait too long, you're not going to get him.
Exactly. So I reached about five spots for him right there at the 8-9, and I think it's still great value. Coming back with third and Renfrow. I love Hunter Renfrow, dude. He's got the established security there with Carr. You know, I know they got Adams, but you know, that's something that they're gonna have to work out. We're gonna have to see how it goes if he doesn't get double teamed. And Renfrow is just the safe safety net for Derek Carr, where he's, if he starts panicking, that's where he's going.
Yep.
And then you know, Sky Moore, you know, in case Juju isn't the guy and the rookie takes off, I had to swap him out.
Yeah. I love Tyler Algier as the last pick. I love Justin Herbert, obviously, but your quarterback room leaves something left to be desired. I understand why you couldn't pass on the opportunity to not take to take another quarterback, because all them good running backs were on the board. Obviously, your running back room is off the chain. Seems to be your thing there. I don't agree with Schultz that early, but you know, if he does great, It could be great. So it's really the quarterbacks for me in a super flex league that's really hurting me here. But I also took Marcus Mariota in a 32-man league, and I saw him in that preseason game. And if you wasn't going to take him, he was going to be my third quarterback. So I do like Mariota. I mean, if you think Herbert and Mariota are your quarterbacks, it doesn't look terrible. Mariota looks like he wants to run the ball a lot. So if he can just stay healthy, that was always his problem in Tennessee. And if he can stay healthy, I think it'll be good. I like your running backs. I like your wide receivers. I like everything about this team except the quarterbacks. So for that, I'm going to still give you a B-minus, though. I mean, it's a good team. And you're not used to drafting that early either.
I'll go ahead and grade my own team, and I will go ahead and give myself an A+. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, naturally, yeah.
Naturally.
All right, let's go to team three. Jonathan Taylor, Stephon Diggs, Matthew Stafford, Mike Evans, Darren Waller, Antonio Gibson, Jerry Jeudy, Amari Cooper, Mac Jones, Dawson Knox, Christian Kirk, Marquez Valdez Scantlin, and Rashad White. What do you think, buddy?
I'm checking out something real quick because I just want to see.
Couldn't pass on Jonathan Taylor.
Something I want to bring up real quick. Because Deshaun Watson is out for 11 games, Jacoby Brissett is the dude at this point. Jacoby Brissett is a fiend for a tight end target. David Njoku is not drafted on this board. I think he is a great value at tight end right now with Jacoby Brissett for the first 11 games. I just had to look around and see if he was there or not.
Yeah.
I definitely want him in a lot of my leagues, especially if I'm punting tight end. That's the guy I'm punting to because nobody's looking at him. But Jacoby Brissett loves the tight end, and volume equals points.
Yeah, and people are he's it's crazy that he's not even on here because I've been hearing a lot of good things about him lately.
The reason why I bring that up is because I'm terrified to draft Amari Cooper, which Jacoby Brissett. quarterback. It's scary, man. I know Amari Cooper's a good wide receiver, but he's a little older. He's on a new offense with a quarterback that's not that great. So it's scary. Now, I know this is his fourth wide receiver on his team, but I'm steering clear of Amari Cooper altogether. He's on the board there with Antonio Gibson for me.
Yeah, he's one of those
big... Who's also on this team.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of those big names that it's just hard to pass up sometimes, though, because we all know he can produce. So, I mean, I get what you're saying about Amari, but I just feel like he's going to figure it out. He always does. He always manages to, you know, be relevant, and I think he will continue to do that. Matthew Stafford, Mac Jones as your quarterbacks. How do you feel about that?
Man, you know, I don't hate Matthew Stafford. I would prefer him as my quarterback two over my quarterback one. But, you know, I mean, he's a top 10 quarterback. So in a lot of people's eyes. So, I mean, it's not the worst thing. Mac Jones, I personally want Daniel Jones and Mariota over Mac Jones in a fantasy league. I think that he's a better real life quarterback than he is a fantasy quarterback. And so that's just the way I see it. Jerry Jeudy, I think he's going to get, obviously he's going to get points because he's on Russell Wilson's team, but I think Sutton is going to get the majority of them. And I think you're drafting him as hoping that he's the wide receiver one in Denver. I like Mike Evans, but I'm scared of all the wide receivers that are in Tampa.
It's loaded.
It's great for football, but it's not great for fantasy. And I love Stephon Diggs this year. You know, obviously, Buffalo's going to go crazy. But I don't know what it is about teams that draft Jonathan Taylor. But every time I grade a team that drafts Jonathan Taylor, I start at their team and I go, let's see who I like. And I go, Jonathan Taylor. And then I don't like anybody else.
Like Diggs? You like...
I like him, but not to the point where I feel like it's worth... like. Because normally this is the one spot, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so, like, it just seems like if you're getting Jonathan Taylor, you need to be really doing some stuff.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I do like Dawson Knox, though. He's healthy again, and you know, on the Bills, that dude seemed like every time he turned around, he was catching and running last year until he got hurt. I like Matthew Stafford. I think Matthew Stafford is a number one. I mean, he produced last year. He was in there. I mean, he threw a lot of interceptions, but he produced for him for you. But I don't like Gibbs, obviously. Yeah, the running back room leaves definitely something to be desired. Jonathan Taylor, Antonio Gibson, Rashad White. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go D-plus on this team. And it's crazy to rate a team with Jonathan Taylor as a D-plus, but I honestly also think Jonathan Taylor's not going to finish the RB1 or 2. So
top five?
I think top five, yeah. I think that his floor is probably 5 or 6.
You think? Give me your exact number. Jonathan Taylor finishes?
Number 4, RB4.
I'm going number 6.
Nice.
And not in the top 5. So, D-plus feels right. Probably is right. Go with the D-plus.
All right. Moving on to D. Harper. We have Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, DeAndre Swift, Keenan Allen, Kyle Pitts, Brandon Cooks, Rashad Bateman, Elijah Moore, Brandon Ayuk, Alexander Madison, Daryl Henderson, Baker Mayfield, Kenneth Gainwell.
Bro, them quarterbacks, though.
If I'm taking a quarterback round 1 and round 2, these are not the quarterbacks I'm taking.
I mean, yeah.
I understand it completely.
Starting to see a theme here. Justin, I mean, he took Patrick over Justin Herbert. He might be a Chiefs fan. I don't know. A lot of people still believe in Patrick very strong. I mean, we did a top 10 quarterback list. They were on it, but they were number 10 and number 9. If you want to know who was where, you're going to have to go over there and check it out. Top 10 quarterback list on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast YouTube channel.
And, you know, we're not alone. I've heard a couple other people's top 10 lists, and they got Mahomes at the 7, 8, and Rodgers, some of them even Rodgers in the 11, 12.
Wow. Wow. I'm surprised at that. I thought we were the only ones on this island by ourselves, you know. And, you know, people looking at us like we're crazy, thinking that they're, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I'm sure a lot of people can see, but Patrick Mahomes being so late in a top 10 quarterback list, you know, we got a lot of funny looks for that one, I'll tell you that. But let's see. I do like the wide receiver room here.
No doubt. I like the running back room is scary.
Yeah, DeAndre, Mattinson, Henderson, Gainwell. Yeah. The only one I like is Swift on here.
Right. Oof. Madison's not putting up points unless Cook's hurt, so you're banking on that injury. Mm-hmm. Henderson, I think, is still going to get work, and I think he's going to end up taking Acres spot, but it's risky to just have that as your opportunity for running backs. But his wide receivers are super solid, and he's got Kyle Pitts, who's apparently people are saying is the next Kelsey. Mm-hmm. We'll have to see that play out. But no, this team is better than the last team, but it's not much better.
Yeah, no, I, you know, they are still top 10 quarterbacks, though. I mean, going back to the quarterbacks here, they're still top 10, and I would still not be mad at my team if I had them both as my two quarterbacks. With Baker Mayfield as a third, just in case he goes off in Carolina. But like you said, the running back room is just rough. But I love the wide receivers, and I like Kyle Pitts. I actually drafted Kyle Pitts last year. He didn't do a ton for me, but he did enough.
With that being said, I'm going C minus for this team.
I like it at a C. Okay. I like it at a C. And you know how I am with running backs, but
yeah,
C with just because there's so much value with the rest of it. All right, I am the last man standing. Trey, go ahead and name it off, will you, buddy?
We have Josh Allen, Tom Brady, Nick Chubb, David Montgomery, T. Higgins, Gabe Dave, George Kittle, Treylon Burks, Melvin Gordon, Garrett Wilson, Russell Gage, Irv Smith, and Mitchell Trubisky.
Trubisky. Does that mean he's going to bust or that he's kind of a busty fella?
No, he's going to bust.
Oh, man. What do you think, buddy?
I like this team. I like your wide receivers. I like your tight end. I love your quarterbacks. Your quarterbacks are phenomenal. It makes this team what it is. It's a super flex league, so that's what you want. Your running backs aren't my favorite, but they are not the worst either. I think Nick Chubb with Deshaun Watson being out 11 games is definitely going to get a lot of work. Montgomery with having such a shitty offense is going to get a lot of work. Melvin Gordon, even though people don't believe it, he's going to get a lot of work. So I definitely think that's more of a volume with the running backs here, but volume puts up points, so I'm not mad at it at all. I know you took Treylon Burks by accident. It was an auto pick, but I like Burks, and I think that people are still, you know, I understand that there's a lot of stuff to worry about, but I still think Burks is going to end up taking off. Not in the beginning. I've said that. I think the first couple weeks people are, and that's why I'm normally not drafting him. I don't think I'm waiting for the waiver wire. I think 2 and 3 weeks in, he's going to be on the waiver wire chilling, and I'm going to pick him up, and then it's gone. He's taking off. So, and then Garrett Wilson, you know, rookie wide receiver for the Jets. I love him. Russell Gage, like I said, with Tampa, it's scary, but you got to pick a part of that offense because you want some Brady offense, baby. And he's got the stack anyway. And Irv Smith, you know, I like him as a great tight end. I think he's a sleeper tight end. I think he's one of those guys that you grab late, like you did. George Kittle, I like George Kittle. You can see I took Dalton Schultz over George Kittle, but I'm taking Kittle after Schultz if Schultz isn't there.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, the first pick and me have never got along. I know people love having the first pick. They get their, you know, pick of the litter. In a super flex league, I felt with the first pick, I thought, should I get Jonathan Taylor? Should I get – no, I'm going to get me a quarterback that's going to definitely produce, and I grabbed Josh Allen, came back around, grabbed Tommy B. But by the time I did that, I grabbed Nick Chubb. And then after Nick Chubb, man, the running backs dried up. You know me, like I said a million times, I love my running backs, and it really wasn't anything much to grab. So I just had to get the best wide receivers that I could grab to make up for my, my flex spots and all that. I think I did pretty decent with my wide receivers. I think Russell Gage is going to produce like crazy over there in Tampa. And then I got Tom Brady with the stack. So that's good. Gabe Davis with the stack with Josh Allen. What do you think on the grade?
I'm going B- for this team.
Ooh, man, I've been getting a lot of good grades lately, bro.
You're getting better, bro. We learned to be in class.
That's right. Class is in session. Your boy is coming up. Man, I love it.
Yes, sir.
I love it, bro. I love it. Guys, if you're still with us, do us a favor. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. We're doing fun things like this all the time. We really appreciate it. Go check out Manscaped. Our code is up there. You know, you can get 20% off, all that good stuff. Yes, thank you, Trey, right there, right where that finger's pointing, right there. Anyway, thank you guys so much. Please, if you're still watching from the Sleeper app, send me a friend request. We're doing these things once a week at least. Send me a friend request and we'll get you in another one of these bad boys and we'll get you graded up. But until next time, we'll see y'all later.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at fourthandflex and on Twitter at fourthandflexpod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.